When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily, but with wise and knowledgeable leaders, there is stability. Boy, do we need some of those. Where are we going to get those? Well, the only way I know to get those is pray. The Lord told us in His Word that we, as the body of Christ, should pray for our nation. We should pray for our rulers. We should ask Him to send us a great, highly moral man of God to rule over this nation, a man that's not afraid to speak the name of Jesus. And if we don't do that, we ain't going to get it. You know, and that's the only way we're going to get it. But I would love to leave this country knowing that we had taught the church how to pray and stand in faith, and that this nation was solid, and that we had a good school that would teach the Word of God in school, and that my children and grandchildren was coming up learning about God's Word. That's the way I would love for it to be. And that's the way it was when I was a little kid. You know, when we were in school, we prayed, you know, we said the Pledge of Allegiance, and one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How many times did we say that, Lance?
Every day,
yeah. When we were children, that was the way we did it. But now then, boy, what a different world we live in. Wow. Okay, verse 3 and 4 of Proverbs. A poor person who oppresses the poor is like a pounding rain that destroys the crops. That's something, isn't it? A poor person who oppresses the poor. Usually the poor don't oppress the poor, do they? You know, usually they don't. But it says if they do, it's like a pounding rain that destroys the crops. To reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them. Well, to reject the law is to praise the wicked. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to reject the law at all myself. I mean, there's a law out there. It tells us what to do. But it says to reject the law is to praise the wicked. And to obey the law is to fight them. Well, I'm going to walk in obedience to God's Word. I'm going to do my best to obey all the laws of the land. You know, I try everything I can to drive the speed limit, to obey the laws. I don't park in no parking zones. I try to do everything possible to obey the laws of the land. Now, I know there is laws out there that change, and I don't know about them, and when they do, I still pay the consequences. I remember here a few years ago, well, many years ago, I built a little trailer, which I still have, but that's when my son was a young man, 15, 16, 17 years old, and I had to have something for him to do, so I bought a big, nice Craftsman lawnmower and built a little trailer to put it on, and he started going around mowing yards, you know, and he was making a little money. Well, I called and asked him, I said, if we drive this little trailer in the daytime, do I need lights on it? And they said, no. So I didn't put lights on it. Well, I didn't put safety chains on it either because it was under a certain size, just a little bitty trailer. Well, many years later, as he had driven and pulled this thing all over the country, around here, you know, mowing people's yards, one day he come in and said, Dad, I got a ticket today over in Roanoke. I said, for what? I said, were you speeding? No. He said, I got a ticket for no safety chains on the trailer and no lights on the trailer. I said, was you at night? He said, no, it was in the middle of the day. I said, well, when I built that trailer, I called and asked them, and they told me I didn't have to have it. So I went over there to the place where he had to show up for the ticket, and I walked in. I told the judge, I said, you know, there must be a misunderstanding. When I built this trailer years ago, I called and asked them if it had to have chains and it had to have lights, and they said, no, if we used it in the daytime. He said, well, 5 years ago, that law changed. And he said, now you have to have chains on all trailers and have to have lights on all trailers. I said, but nobody wrote me and told me. He said, there's no excuse. The law changed. You got to know it. It's your job to know it. And then, so I paid a $200 ticket for my son. You know, now I thought I was obeying the law, but obviously I was not. So I had to pay the consequences. Now then, that same thing will happen to you if you're not going to be diligent to study God's Word to learn what He likes and what He doesn't like. If He's got a set of rules and you don't know them, you're going to pay the consequences. And that's something. And many of us as Christians are sick and afflicted all because we do not know these mighty promises and do not know how to believe them. Now, I will have to say right here that last Saturday at the Healing School, a family that came from Kansas City gave me a DVD. And they said, "We know you talk about the cosmos once in a while, and so we've heard you talk about it, so we thought we'd give you this man's talking about it, and we thought you might like to listen to this." Well, Sunday night after church, I put it in my DVD player about 10 o'clock at night, and I listened to it through one time. It's about 45 minutes. And then I put it in, and I listened to it again. And then I called Cheryl and Dave and Yesha and asked them to come in, and we listened to it again. Now then, it's amazing the more you learn about the cosmos. This guy, I've talked about the Earth and the sun. You know, this sun in our little galaxy is only 93 million miles away, right? Only 93 million? Only takes about 8 minutes for the light rays to get here. You know, it's not very far because they're only traveling at 186,000 miles a second. So, you know, 8 minutes is not very far at 186,000 miles a second, is it, John? But he talked about this sun being out here and how we're 93 million miles away and it takes us 365 and a quarter days to make a loop around this thing at 70,000 miles an hour. But he said there is another star in our Milky Way, that's twice as big. And you think, twice as big as the sun. And he said, that's what you think, don't you? Twice as big as the sun. Which he'd just shown us. Here's the sun, a 15-foot diameter circle, and here's the Earth, or here's a golf ball. That's the relative size of the Earth against the sun. A golf ball versus a 15-foot circle. And he told how many thousand Earths you could put inside the sun. If that wasn't mind-boggling enough, and he said, but this star is twice the size, not of the sun, but twice the size of the diameter of the circle that the Earth makes around the sun. There's a star out there that's twice that size. He said, and when I learned about that star, he said, I used to give God counsel. I'd talk to him, tell him how to do things. After I learned about that star, I figured he don't need my help. That's kind of the way I looked at that. John, that raised my faith level to a new level the other night. If he has made that, and of course then he showed us a picture of a beautiful galaxy that the Hubble telescope shows, this beautiful swirl galaxy. He said that this galaxy, it was so clear and so beautiful. He said, now, that galaxy is running parallel to ours. And he said, that galaxy is only 34 million light years from ours. He said, now, what's a light year? 5.88 trillion miles. If you could travel at the speed of light for 1 year, you could go 5.88 trillion miles. Now then, if you take that and multiply that times 34 million, you could get to that galaxy. That's a little beyond my ability to comprehend. So my God became a whole lot bigger again just the other night. You know, the more I learn about him, the greater he becomes. Right, Lance?
That's a great video. I know the one you're talking about. Rob Bell?
No, it's Giglio. Yeah, this guy was Louis something.
Louis Giglio.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, we saw one the other night by Rob Bell, and he explains it, and it's
just like that.
Yeah. We're going to get it and bring it to you to watch.
Yeah, okay. It's amazing. I mean, and this is just the beginning of what he made. You know, I mean, I can't even go there. Can you? No. I mean, here we are standing here on this little piece of real estate, a tiny speck in eternity. And he loves each one of us enough to know every hair on our head. You know, it's beyond my ability to comprehend God. But every time I learn more and more about him, my faith level goes up. I mean, just like the other day when I was out there in Silver City, New Mexico, when I'm casting this demon out of this woman, and we'd been there for 7.5 hours with this woman. I had been. Cheryl had been down there with me about four of those. And whenever I thought about this, it was getting close to time I got to go to church to preach again tonight. And I'm saying, Lord, why is these last demons not coming out of this woman? I said, when is this going to be over? And he spoke to me. He said, it's going to be over when you believe it's over. In other words, it was up to me and my faith. So one last time, I mean, as I had done hundreds of times that day, I mean, I was up on top of this woman with a knee in her stomach and holding her shoulders down, and Cheryl's holding it. She's got a rag wiping the foam and the spit and everything that's coming out of this woman, and Dave's down there holding her feet down so she don't kick me. And I pounced on top of her there, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you demons of hell, you're coming out of her, and it's done this time. It's over. And I just jumped off of her and said, woman, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. And she was. And it was over. But that increased my faith one more time to a new level. It's done. I believe it's done. No questions asked. That's what you did too, huh, Tony? That's right. It's done. And Jesus said it's done. It's done. Praise the Lord. But to reject the law is to praise the wicked, but to obey the law is to fight them. So we want to obey God's laws. Verse 5 and 6. He's got a bunch of things. Now, evil people don't understand justice. But those who follow the Lord understand completely. Now, see, obviously I was classified as evil by God for many years because I didn't understand what justice really was. But in the last few years, I have followed him so closely that he's given me revelation and wisdom in so many areas that before I didn't have no knowledge of those things. But now then, there's a lot of things that I understand so clearly that I think, why did I not know that? Why was I sick 45 years off and on until I finally learned what real faith was? And in the last 25 years, why have I been so privileged to walk in a place that is beyond my wildest dreams, a place where there's no sickness? It makes no difference what comes upon me. I now know by faith I have power over it. I don't care what hits me, what happens. I know God's going to take care of it. And I stand in faith. And for the last 25 years, I have not had to go to a single doctor for nothing. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care how bad I get tore up. I don't care how, whatever it is. I have stood by faith and watched the King totally, completely heal me every time. It makes no difference. You know, even when I got bit by that brown recluse spider, I mean, my arms swelled up. I mean, by 3 days, my arms hardened and swelled, and everybody thought I was a fool. Thurman, you're going to lose your arm. The devil, that's what he told me too. You know, you're a fool. You're going to lose your arm. I said, no.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.